Blog Talk Radio.
If your girl, Miss P, and I am so excited to be tuned in right now with you guys. For all those who's interested in asking a question or commenting or just, you know, getting more information about our special guest of the day, I need you guys to give me a call in at 818-495-6975, or you guys can tweet me at Intune Show, or you can visit us, tongue twisted here, at theintuneshow.com. Our special guest of today is the amazing Charles Ed Wolf, and we're going to be just getting to know so much about this guy today. I love him so much. It's ridiculous, and I'm just totally honored by the fact that he's granted me this little powwow. So without further ado, we're going to bring on the best-kept secret, and it's finally out. Artist, actor, motivational speaker, born in Tampa, Florida, and raised in Kentucky, Mr. Charles Ed Wolf. Are you there, Charles? Charles, we can't hear you. Charles, are you there? Charles? Okay. We're going to just put you guys on hold for one brief second. We're having a little technical difficulties, and I'm going to come right back with you guys. How about we just play our little intro for a quick second again until we square this away? Bear with me, guys. Okay, guys, let's try this again. Charles, are you there? Okay, we're having technical difficulties with Charles's phone from some odd reason. I'm going to try to get you on another line, Charles. So, guys, I am so sorry about the inconvenience. You know, technology is not perfect in no shape or form. So I just want all you guys to know, go back to beepers. For real, because as you can see, cell phones really suck. So just give me a brief second and let's try to get Charles back on the line, guys. Bear with me. I'm so sorry. Hold again.
Okay.
Charles, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, thank the Lord. I tell you, technology is such a trip. So I do ask your forgiveness for all this craziness. But we finally got you on the line, so I'm excited. How are you today?
I'm just fine. Thank you.
Thank you. So first of all, I just want to tell you how excited I am to have you on live. And not only that, just how much I appreciate and love you. I love you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love you back.
You better love me. No. So let's just kind of like just talk a little bit about who is Charles Ed Wolf. So you was born in Tampa, Florida, and raised in Kentucky. So what part of Kentucky were you raised in, and how was it growing up in those times?
Well, I tell you, I was on a farm down there, and it's off of Route 60, about 35 miles from Paducah in the western part of the state. And, you know, we were over there in a farmhouse, and no other houses were in sight. And really what we heard mostly were the crickets and the frogs and the owls and things like that. And I had a great time. It was a very, very, very good part of my life, one of the happiest.
Absolutely. I mean, I wish we could take New York City and turn it into that.
Well, you know, what I did, I left Kentucky. I didn't like the farm. So I left Kentucky when I was 18 years old and went into the Navy. And so I had a 9-year Navy career there in the South Pacific during World War II. And, you know, I'm no chicken anymore. I'm in 4 months, I'll be 91 years old. And I'm very healthy, and I'm healthy because I sleep well, I eat well, I don't smoke, and I never drank, and I go to the chiropractor. My daughter's a chiropractor on 99 Wall Street. She has her own business at 99 Wall Street, and I go there, and she helps me an awful lot. It's been a great help. I can't figure out why I'm this old, but I feel like I might go on and be 100 before it's over because I feel great. I'm very healthy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you get 100 years old, I think you're going to be 200, Charles.
Well, I'll shoot for it. We'll see.
We definitely will. And I think it's absolutely stunning that, you know, all the experiences that you have. I mean, listen, an artist, illustrating, modern art paintings, Western art paintings, portraits. I mean, like he just stated, Navy in World War II. Oklahoma, I mean, forget about it. It's crazy.
You know, I was near death two or three times in the South Pacific. I was at Iwo Jima and at Okinawa, where we took a kamikaze plane, and this Japanese plane killed some 45 people and wounded about 127. So I've been through it. I've been close to death many times in my life, you know. But I'm happy to be here now, and I couldn't be happier. You know, I think what it is with me, I never grew up. There's a lot of kid in me yet, and that's my problem. You know.
That's not a problem. So how do we keep the kid in us? Because I'm telling you, I'm in my 30s, and I feel like I'm 300 years old, like B.C., before Christ. So how do you do it?
Well, I tell you, just wake up singing. I wake up, my wife is, she wakes up very slow, but I wake up singing. And she'll say, stop that. I can't stand that. It's too early. I said, it's never too early to sing. And so I'm singing and dancing and doing all that stuff, you know, which is, you know, good. I play the guitar and do a little country western stuff and so forth. And I paint every day. You know, right now I'm doing a portrait of my basset hound, Eddie Boy, and my daughter, Lila, together, you know. And my basset hound is three years old. And he's just a great companion. So everything's
yes.
great.
Yes, that's awesome. And then, by the way, guys, for all you guys that really want to see some of Ed's work and even, you know, purchase some, and from what I'm hearing, they're all negotiable. So, you know, don't be scared or anything like that. You can definitely just click one. I'm on the website now. There's some beautiful, beautiful paintings up there. I even own one personally, so thank you so much, Ed, for that. You definitely should check out his paintings and actually just get one. Forget checking them out. Get them. Get them. All his contact information is there, and, you know, they're beautiful. It's really, really has lightened up my living room, that art piece.
Well, what happened along the way, I studied drama for about 3.5 years when I got out of the Navy, and I've done about 6 commercials. But what, and if you go onto my website, you'll see 2 of my commercials. They're hilarious. And so right now I'm doing some background work in acting also, which is, you know, it's not a lot of money, but it's a lot of fun. And since I'm a kid, why, it's great, you know.
Absolutely. So you guys can visit the website. I don't think we put that out there yet, Charles. It's www.charlesedwolf.com, and that's Wolf with an E. So you definitely, like I said, again, you could check it out. I'm looking through the website right now. He has his commercials. He also has some audio for his military ministry. So tell us a little bit about the military ministry and stuff, and why did you get involved with that?
Yeah, I go to Times Square Church here on 50th Street and Broadway, and it's just a great church. By the way, you know, I'm a born-again believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have a military ministry there, and there's a lot of policemen, there's a lot of, even some of those veterans are in wheelchairs in that place, and we pray for them, and we help them, you know. They need money, they need housing, they need clothes or whatever. Also, the fire department people are there and the police department, so it's really great. I enjoy that group an awful lot.
Absolutely.
And I speak before, I speak before them often. And if you need a church, it's up there at 51st Street and Broadway. And you'll see me there, too. Charles Ed Wolf, and make sure you say hello, because I got a lot to say to you. Okay?
As everyone can see.
I didn't give up yet, you
know. No.
Well, actually, you know what I have here? You know, I have in my right ear, I have a hearing aid, and I've had a right hip replacement, but, you know, they don't keep me from trotting along. I still do it great.
I'm
very happy. I've been married 40 years. By the way, my wife is 28 years younger than me. I'm running, trying to keep up. She won't let me get old. I get up, you know, creaking out of that recliner once in a while. So she'll jump up and slap me on the back and say, "Stand up there. You're not going to get old in front of me." And so I don't have a chance. I don't have a chance, really.
Amazing. So 28 years younger. Wow, that's amazing. And married 40 years. I mean, Charles, you're like a walking testimony.
Well,
seriously.
You know, I told her, I said, you know, you sure you want to do this? Because here she was, you know, 24, and I was 28. I was 50 when we got married. And along came Lila, you know, right away. And here we go. She, by the way, Lila is 39 years old, almost 40. And single, and a very, very successful chiropractor.
Yes.
And she thinks Dad is God. I have a real problem with her on that. You know.
She's a daddy's girl, I take it.
Yeah, daddy God. Anyway, it's been so good talking to you, and I want you to know I love you. Okay.
I love you as well. I love you as well. So, you know, again, before I let you go, Charles, I just, you know, appreciate you so much. There are no words for you. You're an amazing, amazing individual, and I'm truly blessed to know you. Again, you guys, you can go and purchase his paintings at www.charlesedwolf.com. You can definitely negotiate with them if anyone's looking for any, you know, extras for any films and movies. I'm sure you guys can get with Ed, and, you know, you can contact him through his website as well, motivational speakers. As you guys see, he can, you know, give it to us, and we can definitely take note and keep notes from his life. You can contact Marcel at 917-748-0047. Excuse me, that's Ed, and then you can contact Marcel at 917-596-6740, and, you know, lock it in. Get your paintings now, and definitely schedule Ed for motivational speaking and also for any extras or even lead roles.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what I want to say is, you know, my wife said, I don't want you hanging around with old people. And I said, well, you know, come on now, look at me. And she said, forget it. You're not old, and I don't want you to get old. So it really helps you an awful lot. And folks out there that are listening to me, don't look back. Look ahead, because it's a new day every day. And I want to say to each one of you, God bless you. Amen.
Oh, thank you so much, Charles, for everything. You have a great day.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, honey.
Bye-bye. Yeah, guys, so that was Charles Edworth again, guys. I'm going to give you all his social media. He's so awesome. I love him so much. He's very dear to me. And you guys better go onto the website at www.charlesedworth.com and definitely check out his paintings. Again, they are negotiable paintings. They're beautiful. I even own one. I have the pleasure of owning one. You know, let's send out some love to his beautiful, amazing wife, Miss Marcel, and you guys can definitely contact her. You can definitely contact her for booking Ed and negotiating with paintings as well. You can definitely follow him on Twitter at Charles Ed Wolf with the number one, because guess what? He's number one. You can check him out on Pinterest or the Charles Ed Wolf. And again, if you guys missed all that info, this is on demand, so you can listen to this on iTunes, and you can go to the intuneshow.com to listen to this again. And you can also catch this on Ed's website, because this will be listed on his. And for those who missed his interview with the church, Times Square Church, you can definitely check it out on his website. Again, guys, thank you for tuning in with me. This is early for me. And I just want to thank Marcel and Ed for their patience and their love. Have a good day, guys. Until next time, stay in tune, because I want to stay in tune with you.
Show her love, 'cause she do it for the people. Blog Talk Station, there is no other